Hola, ¿cómo estás?
What's going on?
What up? High energy starting this one off with.
Super high energy.
Jesus Christ. no, I'm a bit under the weather currently. I've got the crud.
The crud, as we call it.
Nobody wants the crud. I got the fucking crud. Mike with Vanessa, Team Awesome Inc. Follow our tweets at Team Awesome Inc. Like the Facebook page. Check us out on Stitcher Podcast Radio. We're new thing we're doing there. Check us out on iTunes. Been there for like 6 years. Check us out on YouTube. Simmer Mike. That's the channel. All caps. Like I'm shouting at you, Simmer, like you're cooking. Mike, it's my name.
Instagram.
Yeah, that one.
At Team Underscore Awesome Inc.
That was a horrible noise. Yeah.
It was a terrible noise.
Team Underscore Awesome Inc. for Instagram. We got the Instagram-y photos going on. All of it. Hey, we saw Last Jedi.
Yeah, we did.
And the review should be up soon, so check that out. Well, it's fucking spoilers on that one, guys. So
We're going to spoil the fuck out of it.
In brackets, spoilers. And we're not going to talk any more about it, but I just want to say we saw it. And I want to go on record saying, fuck anyone who was going to spoil it for me. Because I've seen it. You can't ruin it now. I saw it. Fuck you.
Stupid trolls.
Take that, Tim.
Fuck Tim.
There's no Tim. I mean, there was a Tim back when I was living in Chicago, like years ago, like 8 years ago when I was living out there. And I used to work at this place, and he used to fucking spoil every movie and book for me. So Harry Potter was coming out, the last book in the series. And I was like, oh, fuck, he's going to ruin it. So I went and bought the book, and I read it all like in a weekend before I went back to work.
Yeah.
So, and I'm like, I came to work and he was like, hey, did you know that Voldemort, and before he could finish, I had the book and I just fucking slammed it down on the table. And I was like, I already read it, dickwad. I didn't say that part, but I was like, I already read it, fuckwit. Something like that. I was being a dick. And he's like, whatever. And walked away.
Whatever.
I was like, God damn it. I want him to get mad. But it didn't work. But suffice to say, he couldn't ruin it for me, but he taught me a valuable lesson. If you want to see a really good movie, if you want no spoilers, unfortunately, the internet has ruined everything.
You have to see it opening night.
You've got to either see it opening night and just fucking black out the internet or...
Or even better, you see a freaking... You manage to get into a press release, so you see it when
God.
No one else can see it.
You can see it like a week before. Oh, my God. A press screening? Please, Disney, buy us. We're whores.
Yeah.
Take us. We'll sell ourselves. Come on. Ourselves. I didn't say souls. I'm holding on to
those
that.
Those two.
Holding on
what?
To that until the very end. Until the Antichrist comes, and then
we
I'll
can
figure
get
it out.
Crowley to work something out.
Maybe. Who's Crowley?
Supernatural reference.
Oh, I don't Supernatural.
Well, you're a terrible person.
Fuck, it's been around for like a decade.
All
hasn't
of our,
it?
I bet all of our awesome listeners, Supernatural. Yeah, they're
speaking
on season 13.
Speaking of our last update, we didn't have time to get to the YouTube comments because I had to explain Star Wars to you. Since
Get this.
Since we've seen The Last Jedi, what have you done?
I watched The Force Awakens and Rogue One.
She watched The Force Awakens on her own.
I did.
Without me being like, you should watch this, watch it. She just was like, I want to see it now. Because it probably makes more sense. The Last Jedi makes more sense now after seeing The Force Awakens.
Yeah.
But what do you think? So let's talk about Rogue One. that's really controversial.
I didn't really pay attention to Rogue One.
It's really controversial because people are like, there's no point to it. And I agree, but I liked it. I still liked it.
I agree,
too. What did you
think?
You were on your phone most of the time, I think.
So were you.
Well, yeah, I'd seen it like twice.
I watched the first like 20 minutes of it and then I started to get bored.
That's a shame. But I understand.
He does the same things to stuff that I want to watch.
That's
so.
True. Whenever... Not all the time. Sometimes it's
Most
good.
Most of the time.
Sometimes your suggestions are good.
Sometimes.
I'm a dick.
Sometimes he doesn't even give him a chance. He just shoots him down right off the bat.
I'm not watching that piece of shit. Whatever it is,
which,
it's shit.
Even though, A, we didn't finish it, and B, you were only paying half attention, do you have an opinion on Mean Girls? Because I did kind of make him watch Mean Girls.
I'm too old to give a shit about high school stuff. I'm like, I can't. I'm like, sorry. I don't relate anymore. I'm... In my 30s,
I feel like you
care.
Laughed at some of the jokes, though.
Well, it was Tina Fey's writing. She's just fucking really good, so it was her jokes. I mean, like, even though they were a bunch of dumbasses who were, they're all talented. Everyone's very talented.
Well, the
I'm
cast
sorry.
In that was amazing,
it
and
was
I'm
good.
Not sure if you realized it, but, like...
Oh, anyway, so, sorry.
Sorry.
Mean Girls is good. Anyway, back to Star Wars Rogue One. Fuck. What'd you think? Yay or nay? Should people watch it, or should people not watch it? Is it worth it for people? And then we'll get back to Mean Girls.
Well, it's free on Netflix, so watch it there.
So, yeah, watch it.
So, yeah, watch it.
If you had out of 10 Goldblums.
I mean, don't buy it.
I mean, we can't use Goldblums. Out of 10, I don't know, Darth Vaders. Or whatever.
Six
Vaders.
I'll give it a 6.
That's good, so above average, but still not great.
Yeah.
It's a good background movie. It looks good.
Honestly.
It's pretty.
I feel like I would have liked it more as a movie if I had watched it before The Force Awakens.
Oh, interesting.
Because The Force Awakens was just a better movie.
Well, yeah. I mean, The Force Awakens came out, then it was Rogue One. And people were like, why is this here? And we're like, because it's I don't know.
Oh.
It's good. I like it.
I gave it a 6.
So there's your recommendation on that. But what did you think of Force Awakens?
I loved The Force Awakens.
Watching it in reverse must have been really cool for you. Because so you got to see The Last Jedi first.
I can't say anything backwards about The Force Awakens because I watched it after The Last Jedi.
But
so
the
I'll
whole build up
that in the
is really good. Like, because you know what's coming. But anyway.
Yes.
All right. So then that leads us to The Last Jedi, but we'll save that for the review.
Wait, but you said you wanted to go back to Mean Girls.
Oh, yeah, Mean Girls. So, after watching it, I just didn't like... I don't relate.
I mean, I get not liking it. As a guy.
I'm not trying to be like sexist. I'm
I don't relate to high school girls.
I'm a grown ass man.
It's
I don't give a shit.
But like, as a movie and as a comedy, did you like it?
I mean, it was the writing was funny. The terminology they were using was funny because it was Tina Fey trying to channel that world, which is, you know, she's in her 40s, I think, at the time.
Yeah, Tina Fey trying to write high schoolers.
So that was, that idea is pretty funny. I just think they should have had Tina Fey and Amy Poehler play the parts and pretend that they were high school girls back. I think
they kind of did that in Sisters.
I know. Sisters was great,
Sisters
by the way.
Sisters was amazing.
That was way better than Mean Girls. I watched Sisters with Amy Poehler and Tina Fey. That was awesome. That was so funny. It's like a really... Ike Barinholtz was in it.
I can't really
Yeah, say. John Cena was in it. Ike Barinholtz from Mad TV.
Yeah.
You remember that?
No.
He was in Suicide Squad. And he's from Mad TV. Did you ever see Mad TV with... he was a cast member. He's a comedian.
No.
Well, you should check him out. He does stuff with Bobby Lee on Mad TV. Very funny. I wasn't trying to rhyme, but it happened. I guess I liked... What was it? The Banger Sisters? No. What was it? The Tina Fey Sisters? Sisters?
Sisters.
Banger Sisters with Goldie Hawn was pretty good, too.
I love that movie.
But I don't remember it. But Sisters was great. Tina Fey, Amy Poehler, loved it. Mean Girls, that's fucking whatever. Go watch it if you can relate to that. I just was like, I can't. I tried. Superbad I related to because I was a high school dude.
That makes sense.
And I was a fucking loser and I still am, but I was even more of a loser then in high school. So I totally related to Michael Cera and Jonah Hill. I had friends like that. I was them. I was practically the fucking Michael Cera. But regardless, I just, if you can relate to that, watch it. It's funny.
It is funny.
It's still funny, even though I don't relate to it, because I just kept seeing Tina Fey writing these jokes in my head and these scenarios and maybe reliving her own shit.
And if you haven't seen it, wait until October 3rd to watch it. And then when you watch it, you'll understand why.
All right, so enough with that bullshit. Back to you guys and your comments on the YouTube stuffs. Time for the shout-outs for the peoples. Thanks for leaving your comments on Simmer Mike, the YouTube channel. Check out all of our reactions, music videos, when they allow us to have music videos. We're still contesting a certain video, but we can't talk about it currently. But we're just waiting to hear back. Hopefully they'll be cool with it. I always say that we're not making it... by the way, just to clarify, we're not pulling any money from YouTube.
Nope.
At all.
Nope.
And we put a lot of effort into the YouTube thing.
Yep.
The only time we pull any profit is from the actual... from this, from the podcast. That's where it comes from. So I always try to explain, hey, we're just doing a free commercial for you guys and we're promoting you.
Mm-hmm.
We're not asking for anything, and in fact, you're making all the money. We're just trying to direct people our way and try and promote you. It's cyclical. It's a good thing.
Yeah.
But they don't understand. They think that we're trying to rip them off, and they feel like they're, you know, and also they're just really, you know, They're probably just greedy in general, but that's not up to me to say. That's just hearsay. This is my opinion. It's whatever. I mean, who knows? They probably are they're legally well within their rights, but it pisses me off. Hopefully that we can keep that video up. If not, we'll do other stuff. Speaking of other stuff, we've got a lot of comments on our other videos. So we got a new subscriber, Brian Rattle. Thank you, Brian Rattle. Neil K. Thank you, Neil K. I got a comment on one of our music video reactions. I can't say which one. It says, "Hi, please look and react to Lolly to Novia." Oh yeah, Lolly has a new music video. She has a new music video, so they keep hitting us up about it. "To Novia by Lolly, please," John C. Wexler said. That's a cool name, John C. Wexler. We got a new subscriber, Zach the Magnificent. Nice.
That is nice.
Thank you, Zach the Magnificent. Kevon Hunter. Thank you, Kevon Hunter. Simon Frederick commented on our, okay, it was that movie where Matt Damon gets shrunk down, downsizing?
Yeah.
They get shrunk down to little, they're just little people. Guy commented, Simon Frederick commented, he said, the movie that Eddie Murphy was in was called Meet Dave, where they have the little people inside the dude ship.
And
it was Eddie Murphy's body that Eddie Murphy was in with other little people. It was weird.
Weird.
It's called Meet Dave. And I'm like, yeah, downsizing reminds me of Meet Dave. It might be a prequel even. If you believe in that universe.
That's funny.
It's canon. So then we got a new subscriber, Vu. Just Vu. Vu commented on our reaction to, what the fuck is that? What is that?
Let me see. I bet I can tell.
That one. Cinema Mad. Ready Player One.
Oh, okay.
So they said Cinema Magic for Ready Player One. I think so. That's a movie right up my alley. I mean,
I can't wait. I want to
read the
Ready
book
Player
now.
One.
I've never read the book, but they said it's dope. I'm like, I'll read it. If it's like this, fuck yeah. That
one of my
cool.
coworkers said it was really good, too.
Really?
She was like, I would lend it to you, but my friend already has it.
How many books
like,
are there in the series? Is it just one?
I think it's just one.
Ready Player One, Ready Player Two?
I think it's just one.
That would be
one.
Fucking cool.
And she said it's an easy read, too, so that's always nice.
Well, the guy who wrote it is like a big pop culture freak, and he owns a DeLorean himself. He bought one.
Oh, my God.
I'm like,
God.
Dude, if I had the money, yeah.
Yeah.
I would buy a DeLorean. I'd get it like retrofitted. I'd get a flux capacitor put in. Even though it's fake, I'd get it put in. No, fuck it. A real one.
A real one.
We got Toby Dion. Hey, he's back. Toby Dion's back. He commented, he said, the future internet, sign me up, but let's not let the world go to shit. He said crap, but I put shit in there. Thank you, Toby Dion. Yeah, I hope the real world doesn't go to shit, but what can you do? It's I can't control it. Personally, I don't care, but, you know, whatever. Humanity had a chance, and we blew it. Screw us. Start over. suck it, human race.
Reset
we
button.
Suck. New subscriber, Oleg SV, Eyecatcher. All right.
Huh.
Eyecatcher is in brackets. Eyecatcher.
All right.
I guess that's his nickname in his nickname?
Maybe.
Meta nicknames. Thank you for subscribing, Oleg SV Eyecatcher in brackets. Oh, okay, so here we go. Now we get into our fucking explosion of Alita Battle Angel.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Remember how I in reaction I said, hey, YouTube, foolishly, why don't you tell us what Alita Battle Angel is? I'm sure it's an anime, a manga, and they proceeded to vomit and diarrhea all over us what Alita Battle Angel is.
What?
Shoggy okay. War commented, said, she's a cyborg. It's based on a manga which had a 2-episode OVIS made. You can see it here. Thank you for the link.
Yes.
We're
going
to check that out. Trailer looks great, accurate. And they go on because we asked them whether or not they felt it was accurate to the source material. And let me see. Trailer's great, accurate. The overs were based on the first 2 books. This movie will be based on the first 4 manga books. Oh, wow. So they're putting a lot into this. Okay.
Oh, yeah, they are.
Then this is adapted from a manga. Thank you, Jamie Fong, for this one. So Shoggy War said the earlier comment. Jamie Fong, this one. This is adapted from a manga, Japanese, but it's also definitely set in a futuristic United States with characters that, for the most part, seem Western, mostly Western. So whitewashing shouldn't really be a critique applied to this. It was like, okay. Yeah, I just wanted to know. We weren't sure if they were whitewashing or not.
That makes sense.
Because we're like, we don't know if that's a thing for this. We don't Battle Angel yet, but we will. Alita Battle Angel is a adaptation of Battle Angel Alita manga coming out July 20th. Red Zucalabra. Red Zucalabra. Crapster says Jennifer Connelly, Rocketeer.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Rocketeer. Oh.
We were asking about Jen Connelly movies from our childhood. And we said Labyrinth, and then they said Rocket. That's a good one.
I wonder if they were talking about, I said she did the thing with the sexy horse thing.
What? Oh, yeah, I remember that.
I think that's, I wonder if random. That's that movie.
Oh, okay. Good to know. Then we got Darius. Darius commented on another thing that we did. He said, check out Sicario Trailer 2 or Sicario 2 Trailer or whatever. I can't remember what he said. Okay, yeah, we'll check it out. Yeah, we'll definitely be reacting to the Sicario 2 trailer. But all right, I guess that's going to do it for all the comments. Thank you for all the education, Alita Battle Angel. Thank you for any links. Again, send more. Don't forget, Simmer Mike is the YouTube channel. Comment on that. Like, subscribe, share with your friends. Tell grandma about it. Whatevs. But we, out of all those comments we've just heard, which one stands out the most to you? Besides, I mean, all the people just like regaling us with the Alita Battle Angel stuff, because we need to know. Because
I like being educated and informed.
Yeah, and if they can just like send it to us and we don't have to like go and find it,
right?
That's way better. I'm so lazy about that. It's like, just tell us and we'll be like, okay, whatever you say, guys. If you could, like, you could have said that Alita Battle Angel is based on a Warner Brothers cartoon character from the 20s.
And we would have been like, all
oh,
right.
Oh, yeah, that's,
makes
sense.
That's fine. That sounds right.
Yeah, okay. Oh, that's crazy. This is a weird-ass version. That's what we would have thought. But
that is what we would have thought.
So we're down with that. Anything else that kind of... Oh, yeah, Meet Dave.
Yeah, Meet Dave.
Thanks for the Meet Dave comment. I was like, what the fuck was that movie? Yeah, it was Eddie Murphy's shit. Eddie Murphy had a string of shitty movies like in the early 2000s. That, you know, like, remember, it was just like shit. There's just
they
so many
really
of them.
Shitty if
Pluto
Eddie Murphy's
Nash,
in them?
Pluto Nash.
So?
It wasn't his fault. I said he was in a lot of shitty ones.
No, I know. And I'm saying, just by default, if Eddie Murphy's in them, are they really shitty movies?
I don't know what you mean. Is it? Are you trying to support him or are you trying to say he sucks?
I'm saying that Eddie Murphy makes everything better no matter what it is.
Even Meet Dave and Pluto Nash.
Yes.
What about, what was that one guy he played? Norbert? Remember Norbert?
Norbert?
Norbert. He played a lot of racist characters and a sexist character that nowadays people would be pissed about, but then they're like, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, things changed quickly in the last few years, didn't they? Mm-hmm. Things got weird. I wonder what happened. Couldn't be anything. I'm not that worried. But as far as Alita Battle Angel goes, I am curious as to what that's going to be like. I've been like going on and on about the comments. Is there anything that you liked? About the comments? Don't you care about these people?
Hey!
You don't even care what they say. They're like leaving
me
comments.
Under the bus. Well, you said I'm not allowed to pick the Alita comments, so I'm trying to rack my brain.
Well, and that trailer was really interesting.
It was really interesting.
It was, I don't know if the big eyes thing is from the manga or the comics or whatever, but if it is, it's fucking
creepy.
It's a little unnerving, but I'm not saying it's bad. Oh, we also got a lot of hate about that reaction. People
Why?
Were mad at us, and there's a lot of people who are like, we, you know, someone actually called us morons because we didn't know what Alita Battle Angel was. And we were complimentary about the trailer, and we were wondering if it was whitewashing. So some people were actually mad that we were questioning that, which
what?
I found strange. It's like, we're actually trying to make sure it's cool with the people of the world and not bad.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that? I don't understand why we can't ask that question. Isn't that what the internet's for? But again, it's discourse like this. People will disagree and yell at us, and then we go, oh, stop it.
I mean,
in the circle of life.
Asking questions is better than just assuming things.
I'd rather ask questions.
Yeah.
I'd rather know what the hell's going on.
Yeah. Than just saying stuff like we know what's going on.
I have no idea. I'm like, just tell us, please, and we'll look it up later.
Yeah.
If you send us the materials.
This is true.
Oh, yeah, last thing that we were going to mention before we mosey on out for this update situation is we mentioned in the last update we were going to review Doctor Who this last season plus the Christmas special. We're still going to do that, but we're debating whether we're going to review the season before the special or if we just should review the whole fucking thing at once. And I'm just wondering, well, why don't we just wait? Because, like, the special's coming up literally on Christmas Day, so we could do it before the new year.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, you know, we got through the whole season. We're just waiting for the special, and I think we should wait for the first female doctor to do a review. I don't think we should review the season. I think we should like include the Christmas special because they. I don't want to go into spoilers, but the way they end the season kind of. You need to get the special in there to yeah. get to finish it because it's there's too much goodness left over that the special needs to wrap up a lot of stuff.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, let's wait.
And we've been hooing out like fucking crazy. So
oh my God.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. So, but suffice to say, it's good because we started watching Marvel's The Punisher.
Yes, we did.
And we got about 4 episodes into that season.
Mm-hmm.
And then we just kind of stopped watching it.
Yeah.
Why is that? It's not bad.
Well, I think it's not bad. I think
it got renewed for a season and it deserves it, but it's not bad.
I think it's just because we got the news about the Christmas special, so we wanted to catch up on Doctor
right.
Who.
But then I think after the special, we're going to have to get, you know, after Doctor Who's wholesomeness, we're going to need some violence from Frank Castle.
And we also were going to watch Future Man. We were really excited about that.
Is that
but
out
we never
yet?
Watched. Yeah.
It's out?
Oh, actually, it might not come out until February.
Oh,
I don't remember.
Oh, shit. That sucks. I want to see Future Man now. That looks good. It's like a funny Doctor Who.
Yeah.
An inept Doctor Who. Just some guy from the 90s.
Yeah, we're going to have to look. I can't remember if it's out or not, but I think it is.
I don't think he's from the 90s. I can't remember. We did a trailer reaction. Check it out. Again, Simmer Mike is the YouTube channel for all that stuff. Hey, we're doing the Stitcher Radio thing. Here's how you do it. You go on your app store, wherever it may be, type in the Stitcher thing. You'll see it, podcast radio. You don't even really need to have an account with them. You don't even need to sign up with Stitcher to download it and to use it. Maybe you do. Maybe that's bullshit.
I think you do. You can sign up with Facebook, though.
But you can just sign up with Facebook, and it's not going to put on your Facebook wall what like shows you're listening to. So if you're embarrassed about listening to us, it's not going to be like, hey, they're listening to this dumbass show. It's like, oh, okay, good. No one will know, and you can still treat us like a moped.
Yeah.
You know, like it's fun to ride, but you don't want people to see you doing that or know that you're doing that. That's what we are. It's okay. It's okay. We don't take offense. But you go in to Stitcher, find us there, just type in Team Awesome Inc. You'll see our logo pop up. Splat out in your ears. Right in your ears. Splat out in your What does that mean?
I don't know.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I better stop. But
made it dirty.
And we'll be right there. Of course, if you have an iPhone and you just don't, you're like, but I just want iTunes. Fuck you. I'm like, well, we're on iTunes, too. Mm-hmm. So you get it there as well. We've been there for 6 years, May. May? Check it out. What? I get weird.
We also have an Instagram page.
Yes, check that out.
It's @team_awesomeinc. And you can also follow me on Twitter @creepysexynerdy.
That is also true. And you can also follow our tweets @teamawesomeinc. Like the Facebook page, Team Awesome Shows. Again, that's Team Awesome Shows. There was confusion for a while there, but now we've got it sorted. And last but not to be the least, yotina.podomac.com. Simmer Mike, YouTube, Simmer Mike. That's it.
Bye.
Thanks for tuning in. Bye.
Yeah.
Bye. Fuck.
So aggressive.
Fucking bye, man.
Stop it.
We're done now.
Why are you still here?
Enough is enough. Thank you for listening. Thank you. This has been Team Awesome. Team Awesome.
Here at Team Awesome Inc. Wink, wink. Shut up. Yeah.